U.S. immigration policies can be so complex that some people who think they're living and working in the country legally end up facing deportation. That's what happened to a farmer in Vermont. Juan de la Cruz came to this country illegally from Mexico more than a decade ago. After marrying a U.S. citizen, starting a family, and opening a farm business, de la Cruz obtained federal permission to work here. Reporter Kathleen Masterson explains why de la Cruz now faces deportation.
Back in 2005, Juan crossed into the U.S. illegally, making the week-long trek across the desert in search of a better life. After a brief stint working on an upstate New York farm, he was picked up by an ICE raid and deported. But then he sneaked back to the U.S. a few months later. He moved to Vermont and met his future wife. Over the past 5-plus years, the couple worked several jobs to save money to buy their own 20-acre farm.
Laying hens in here, we have meat birds down below, we have pigs out back, and we have a couple beef cows in that side over here.
Juan is married to an American citizen, Kirsten. They have 2 kids together and 4 children from Kirsten's previous marriage. In 2008, the couple hired a lawyer to start the long process to get a green card. Kirsten says about $20,000 and some years later, still no luck with the green card. They were eventually advised that Juan should simply continue to reside in the U.S. using the work authorization permit he'd obtained. Then, earlier this month, Kirsten says they went into the immigration office for their yearly check-in.
I hadn't seen any cases around here where people were having trouble being detained when they're going in for check-ins, so we felt pretty confident that we were okay. And then we're sitting there in the waiting room, and the officer came in and said, you know, give your belongings to your wife. We have orders to detain you. And my heart and everything in my body just dropped.
Kirsten says the officer wanted to take Juan in that moment, but they begged for more time. They hadn't even told the children that they were going to an immigration meeting. Because Juan has no criminal record, Kirsten says ICE officials gave him 30 days to go home, wrap up his business affairs, and say goodbye to his family.
What I don't understand is that they don't let me go in front of the judge, give me another chance.
But Juan doesn't have a right to an immigration hearing in front of a judge. His case will be decided by an ICE field officer in Boston, says Matthew Colkin. He's the attorney the couple hired earlier this month.
The officer has the power within his sole discretion to decide whether or not an individual will be removed through a reinstated order.
That's because Juan had already been deported once, and that prior deportation order was reinstated a few years ago. Now ICE is acting on it. This process of reinstating old deportation orders and tracking people down to deport them is a legal procedure that was commonly used by the Obama administration. Then, in the last few years of Obama's tenure, the administration changed policies to prioritize deporting criminals and not separating families. Colkin says the Trump administration is reviving it.
I feel like this is my home. I can't imagine going back. I've been gone for so many years that half of my life is I've been living in Vermont.
Juan and Kirsten haven't told the youngest children all the details, but they know their father may have to return to Mexico. Juan says sometimes when the youngest kids are playing, they suddenly remember what's happening and burst into tears. And Kirsten says their youngest daughter, who is 5, is particularly upset and confused.
She thinks that he's being sent back to Mexico because he's Mexican, and she'll look at her skin and she'll be like, well, I'm Mexican, and the older kids are like, yeah, but Isabella, you're American. Papa's not American. She doesn't get it.
Kirsten says she doesn't know how she can support her 6 children without her husband. On top of running their farm, Juan works a full-time job as a butcher at Green Pasture Meats, and Kirsten runs a daycare. She rattles off all the financial worries that she's facing with the potential loss of her husband's income. But when it comes to the personal loss, she doesn't have words.
To be honest with you, I can't face it. I can't go there. I'm trying so hard. Izzy, do you want to go play for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Kirsten says she's trying so hard to hold it together for the kids. She says she wasn't even able to write a letter of support for her husband, the officials, like so many others in the community have done.
And I haven't been able to do it because I can't go there. I can't start to think about every detail of our life in the past years. And I don't want to do it without him here.
Their lawyer, Matthew Colkin, is trying another tactic to protect Juan.
Things are looking grim at this point. That being said, my client has expressed a reasonable fear of return to his native country.
Juan fears that if he were to return to where his parents live in Tabasco, Mexico, he could be kidnapped or harmed. The law requires that he have the opportunity to present his case to an asylum officer, who then will decide if the concerns merit further hearings.
That's the only thing we ask him for. Have a second chance so I can go to court and present my case.
Juan's lawyer says an asylum hearing is being scheduled in the upcoming weeks. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.